Hi, this is Dr. Daniel Vinograd. I'm a holistic dentist in San Diego, California. And I'd like to speak a little bit today about the new trend, which is a dental spa. And the emergence of dental spas, I think, is a result of people moving away from the old paradigm of going to the dentist and having pain and a very unpleasant experience, to one where you can actually have a feel-good experience, where you can feel pampered. Now, that obviously, in my mind, is very, very related to dental anxiety. Of course, we all like to feel good. We all like to feel pampered. But a lot of the dental spa experience now is moving away from pain into a more gentle and more pampered experience. So really the bottom line here is that patients continue to have very negative feelings towards dental offices and dentists in general because of past experiences, because of pain that's created a great deal of resistance to come into the office. Now, obviously, dental anxiety is something that we bring with us because a lot of the early childhood experiences are those of gaining trust from being a fearful child, or just have some existential fear and anxiety just being part of this challenging world of ours. And when we go to the dentist and we get hurt by somebody that we're supposed to trust, it really brings all that anxiety, and there are a lot of issues of trust that actually come up for the patient. So again, I think the core of this is moving not so much into a spa for pampering's sake as a hedonistic type of an experience, but more moving away from the dental anxiety into something that is more pleasant, something that at the end of the experience, not only we were not hurt, but we have some positive feelings and some pampered feelings as well. And now, as far as the dental spa experience, aside from not hurting patients, which is number one priority, obviously you can have all the dental spa experience available to a patient and hurt the patient, and then of course all those feelings of fear and anxiety and negativity come rushing back. So step number one is not to hurt the patient. In our office we use quite a number of methods, and often we get patients to say, you know, this is the first time that dentist doesn't hurt me. Even when I get numb, I didn't feel much at all. And that in itself allows you to relax. Aromatherapy is something that comes into play, and we use in our office as well. You know, especially some of the essences, the pure essences that tend to relax you. And it's amazing how much our sense of smell has to do with obviously with perceiving danger, as well with of course our sight and many other proprioceptor experiences that we have that we're equipped with. But using aromatherapy tends to bring a feeling of well-being to the patient. In addition to that, of course, we try to counsel the patient as far as being able to separate past experiences from present experiences, which is key. You know, if you realize that a lot of this anxiety is based on historical experiences, and that even though we can't get them out of our mind, or people say, oh, I try really hard not to think about those things. Well, it's not about not thinking about those things, because we've been imprinted already. So no matter how hard you try, it's like the elephant in the room is going to come right back. So it's not a matter of cutting those experiences or thoughts out, but to embrace them as just thoughts, narratives, movies that are going to be there, but that we can talk to that type of an experience and say to it, you know, I understand you are a historical narrative, and we can keep it as a historical narrative that has very little to do with the present moment. Once we're able to make that separation, that's also quite helpful. In addition to that, of course, you know, a lot of the patients now come for cosmetic dentistry and whitening. And so a lot of those procedures, of course, have very little discomfort involved with them. But even when you come for something that requires a little bit more extensive work, the technology is here today so that we really can make a painful experience a thing of the past. Finally, I think one of the things that a lot of people are beginning to understand is that merging allopathic medicine, allopathic dentistry, with holistic medicine, holistic dentistry, with Eastern philosophies and Eastern modalities of treatment, can be a very, very good combination if it's bridged properly. As I've always said, you know, there's always been a fight between allopathic and holistic practitioners, and it doesn't have to be that way. If I get run over by a car, I'm not going to go to my herbalist. I'm going to go to emergency care and get an orthopedic surgeon to take care of it. It's just as if I have a chronic problem that allopathic medicine has had very not too much success with, I will definitely look for alternative health modalities, which tend to be quite a bit more successful with that. So having said that, I think acupuncture has a very important part in the dental practice, and we have actually an acupuncturist that comes in, and we can have actually dentistry done with acupuncture, which tends to help on two levels. It reduces any possible sensations of pain, and most importantly, it helps the patient relax. Coupled with other therapies like massage and soothing reflexology, can also be very helpful in creating a dental spa experience. So once again, this is Dr. Daniel Vinograd. I hope this was helpful to you, and I send you all the best. Take care.